This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Well, it is that time of year again, and the lists are coming fast and furious. And thank God I've got Amanda Petrusich here to guide us through the year in pop music. Amanda, what's the best thing you've been hearing all year? What just blew your mind?
For me, the big kind of pop music story of 2018 was Ariana Grande. She was the first woman in 3 years to have a single debut at number one on the Hot 100. But what's really remarkable, I think, about her and about her kind of journey and story this year is, you know, she endured this extraordinary tragedy. There was a bombing at a concert she gave in Manchester in the United Kingdom in 2017, you know, 23 people dead. She returned home. Her ex-boyfriend and former collaborator, the rapper Mac Miller, passed away of an accidental overdose. She became engaged to SNL's Pete Davidson, and then that engagement was called off. And throughout all of this, she released a record sort of in the midst of all this turmoil in her life called Sweetener. And the record is sort of, it's a beautiful pop record, and I think just kind of inspiring and lovely in its embrace of, you know, the idea of survival and sort of remaining. And you know, she's 25 years old, and the kind of way in which she sort of approaches the things she's endured, I just find incredible. I mean, I think, God, at that age, I would have been collapsed by all of that. I would have been just totally destroyed by those events. But she released a single just a few weeks ago called Thank You, Next. I don't know if you have had a chance to.
I have heard it.
It's a kind of kiss off to Pete Davidson, I suppose. You kind of, you know, at least for me.
Who would kiss off Pete Davidson?
Yeah. Imagine that.
It's kind of unbelievable.
I know. But she released this single, Thank You, Next, that you would have assumed would have been this kind of malevolent, you know, I'm moving on. The title seems to suggest as much. But what's incredible about it is that the chorus has this line, and I will keep this clean for the airwaves. I don't want to work blue. But it's basically, I'm so grateful for my ex. And I just think, who is grateful for their ex, you know? Again, at 25, I certainly did not have the generosity of spirit. Neither at 35 did I have the generosity of spirit to be grateful for my exes. But she is. She remains. She's a
tough woman. That's something
to think
on.
Yeah.
That is something to think on. Let's hear it.
Thought I'd end up with Sean, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky. Now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married. I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, 'cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. Now I'm so amazing. I've loved and I've lost. That's not what I see. So look what I got. Look what you taught me.
Tempted to say it, but I'll say it. Thank you. Next. What have we got next? What else is on your mind and what else is on the list?
I hope that phrase really works its way into your editing vernacular.
I don't think that's going to be a good style.
Papers flying off the desk.
Yeah. I don't think they'd appreciate it.
Well, my favorite pop single of 2018 was Malamente by the Catalonian singer Rosalia. Her second album is based loosely on an anonymous 13th century poem about the psychic perils of jealousy. So she sort of had me there. It's a record about desire, when desire goes wrong, and particularly the kind of ramifications for women when love turns ugly. So the title translates to badly, and the song itself mixes these kind of traditional flamenco rhythms with elements of pop and reggaeton and hip-hop and R&B. She sings in Spanish, but the lyrics are really spooky, really foreboding, really dark, which for me was in line with, you know, much of 2018, where you're just thinking, God, what awful and terrifying thing lurks around the next corner. And I feel like this song really sort of captured that feeling. It's this sort of cascading series of bad portents, you know, a broken light, a voice on the stairs, a dream about a bridge.
Stop, you're cheering me up. You're cheering me up.
Happy holidays. So why don't we listen to a little bit of Rosalía's Malamente?
Ese gritarito roto, yo sentí como crujía.
Oh, I've heard this.
Yeah, it's cool.
I have heard this.
She's cool. I think she's going to have a big year next year.
Well, most top 10 lists are, you know, 10. But, you know, in the age of diminishing expectations or shortened attention spans, here's our final one. The final big hit of 2018 from Amanda is...
See, now you have built me up, and it is what I'm about to play is, in fact, not a big hit, but a little under-the-radar gem, which I figured out we've got, you know, we've got two...
If you say it's a big hit, it's a big
hit.
Yeah,
okay. I declare this... the jam of 2018. This is by a banjo player named Nathan Bowles. Did I lose you at banjo player?
I'm right there with
you're
you.
You're with me. The album is called Plainly Mistaken. He is a North Carolina-based musician, known primarily for his drumming, but every once in a while will release one of these extraordinary banjo records. And he is equally informed by sort of traditional Appalachian song, kind of old-time mountain music, but also a sort of avant-garde New York City experimental kind of drone minimalist thing. So it hits all my walls in that way. It's a kind of Roscoe Holcomb meets John Cale. And one of my favorite songs from this record is called Now If You Remember.
Appalachian trance music.
Yeah, exactly.
Love that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, happy holidays to you and happy holidays to everyone. This is at least the beginning of a revelatory list from Amanda, who I think will probably write a longer list online
pretty
soon.
I will, absolutely.
Amanda Petrusich, music writer extraordinaire for The New Yorker. Thanks so much.
Thank you, David.
Amanda Petrusich with three of her favorites this year, Ariana Grande's Sweetener, Rosalía's Malamente, and Nathan Bowles, whose album is called Plainly Mistaken.